This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. One of the great statements and things to recognize in this great nation is that, as people say, it is the fountain of wisdom that reveals that even a stopped clock is right twice a day. I mean, think about it. You got a clock that's stopped at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, and twice a day, that broken clock is right. And in that regard, I think it's worth giving some credit to Governor Gavin Newsom, who was hit one of those maybe twice a term instances where he does something that is just right. Now, I know that there are some people, including some conservatives, who will disagree with this, who don't believe that somebody who kills a young man with a great deal of promise for the United States, that killer who leaves behind 11 orphans because Robert Kennedy, his 11th child, was on the way. His wife Ethel was pregnant with their 11th child. Yes, they were pretty committed Catholics, and of course this was the most famous Irish American family. But the pardoning, the parole for Sirhan Sirhan, Robert Kennedy's murder, is one of those things that just infuriated me earlier this year. And one of the people to blame for that is the district attorney in Los Angeles County, whose name is Garson, who's an extreme leftist, who stopped the practice of sending prosecutors. Usually when people like Manson or Sirhan, who had been in prison for a long time, they'd come up before a parole board, the district attorney, the prosecutors who had helped to prosecute him and put him behind bars. Originally, he received the death penalty, but then the South California Supreme Court and then the federal Supreme Court briefly eliminated the death penalty, so they couldn't give him the death penalty, which, of course, they should have. But he got life, but they don't do in California, life without the possibility of parole, so it'd come up for parole every time. You may remember Charlie Manson never quite made it in terms of parole. One of the times he appeared before the parole board and to ask for basically mercy and being turned loose, he had used a razor blade to cut a Nazi tattoo, a swastika, in his forehead. Now, he really had. I mean, Charles Manson, somebody who knew how to win friends and influence people, he was denied parole, and of course Sirhan Sirhan should have been denied parole this time, because he still has this stupid thing that after having admitted to the murder, for which there were literally so many eyewitnesses, I was a few feet away, I didn't see the actual shooting because I wasn't in the kitchen, but I was right near the door to the kitchen, and you could hear the confusion in there and the screaming. And even some of the, what sounded like to me, popping balloons on a victory celebration politically, they weren't popping balloons, they were shots. In any event, the story is this. At Dateline Sacramento, Governor Gavin Newsom of California yesterday denied parole to Sirhan B. Sirhan, departing from the recommendation of a state parole panel in August that the man convicted of assassinating Robert F. Kennedy be freed. Quote, "Mr. Sirhan's assassination of Senator Kennedy is among the most important and notorious crimes in American history," the governor wrote in his decision, saying he had weighed the recommendation, but determined that Mr. Sirhan, who was 77, who has spent more than 50 years in prison, 53 years to be precise, still poses an unreasonable threat to public safety. Quote, after decades in prison, he has failed to address the deficiencies that led him to assassinate Senator Kennedy, the governor wrote. Mr. Sirhan lacks the insight that would prevent him from making the same types of dangerous decisions he made in the past. Look, it's not only that he lacks the insight. He has never expressed remorse about the killing. In fact, the closest he's come is to say he doesn't remember it. That he doesn't remember, he remembers bringing a gun to the victory party at the Ambassador Hotel for a candidate he hated. We know he hated him because he wrote it down in his diary. But he doesn't remember what everybody else remembers, which is completely ludicrous. He doesn't remember actually going to Kennedy and shooting him in the back of the head and firing off another four bullets as well. After decades in prison, he has failed to address the deficiencies. And some of those deficiencies he's been asked in prior parole hearings. If he still believes that the state of Israel is a responsible institution, and he believes that anybody who supports the state of Israel is worthy of death. Now, if you're not going to deny that proposition, that any of us who feel some concern, support, affection, fellow feeling with the Jewish state, that any of us are eligible, really, to be shot down in cold blood. If you can't get it straight that that is an evil idea and you reject it, then it's completely ridiculous to say what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has said. I mean, this is one of those bizarre things. Of all of the 11 kids of the Kennedy family, of whom nine are alive, because they've lost some of the kids have died, one in a skiing accident, you may remember, one involved with drugs. But the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Pointed to Sirhan. He is in favor of Sirhan. He's the only, only two of the surviving Kennedy kids are in favor of his parole. Ethel Kennedy, the senator's widow, and the mother of all of those children, she has joined six of the other children, be saying they were outraged at the idea that he should be paroled, and they wrote to Governor Newsom asking that he keep Sirhan behind bars, and he obviously heard their advice. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was also the biggest anti-vaxxer in the country, and by the way, not just for COVID-19, I mean, he's against every kind of vaccine. He's against vaccines for measles and flu vaccines, everything. In any event, showing that kind of wonderful judgment, he says he feels compassion for his father's killer, and he pointed to Sirhan's, quote, impressive record of rehabilitation. I'm sorry, if the guy still can't see that there's something wrong with the idea that somebody deserves to die because he favored American support for the state of Israel, then, I mean, really, you've got a problem. The announcement made after nearly 5 months of deliberation was widely expected. And Mr. Kennedy's widow, Ethel Kennedy, and six of his nine surviving children said in a statement that they were grateful and they were deeply relieved. Mr. Newsom, a Democrat, had noted repeatedly that most of the Kennedy heirs opposed Mr. Sirhan's release, as had state parole commissioners in 15 prior state parole hearings. The government governor has also repeatedly expressed his admiration for Senator Kennedy and noted at a news conference in September that the first photograph, the only photograph you will see in my office, is a photo of my father and Bobby Kennedy just days before Bobby Kennedy was murdered. Angela Berry, a lawyer for Mr. Sirhan, said in a statement that she planned to challenge the governor's decision naturally. not an iota of evidence exists to suggest that Mr. Sirhan is still a danger to society. That can still be debated. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a very important piece that has a message that I need to share with you. And every once in a while, we try to do a public service announcement. And I think this is appropriately classified as a Michael Medved public service announcement. Okay, but hold on. We have a special fanfare that provides preparations for a public service announcement.
Now, it's time for a Michael Medved public service announcement.
And people may wonder why that music for a public service announcement. Because in the 1960s and late 50s, when I was growing up and I was a kid, when they would do public service announcements in TV, they'd often use exactly that kind of music to introduce the public service announcement. And this public service announcement is based on a piece in Forbes magazine by a reporter named Chris Roberts. And the headline, the bottom line is, smoking marijuana can do a lot of things for you. But one thing it does not do, it does not protect you from COVID-19. Monday, there was an article in the Journal of Natural Products, which I'm always pleased to read. By the way, I didn't even know there was such a thing as Journal of Natural Products. And that announcement specifically said that there were two compounds found in hemp plants, specifically acids that became active cannabinoids only after heat is applied, and that those could cause COVID-19 to go into or be less damaging into isolated human cells. This could mean that certain cannabis-derived preparations given in the right amount might help people fight off COVID-19, which is exciting stuff. Okay, there has been a reaction to it during the week and to all this speculation. And there's a statement that was issued by one of the medical experts, Dr. Patricia Fry, a physician and cannabis expert who practices integrative medicine and teaches at the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy. She says, "I'm sure many in the public don't understand what the acids are. Might think that smoking cannabis could prevent COVID," she said. "We have no reason to think that smoking weed protects you," she said. And Dr. Peter Grinspoon, a physician at Massachusetts General Hospital, instructor at Harvard Medical School, agrees. He regularly writes about cannabis. He says, "Smoking anything isn't a good idea during a pandemic that affects the lungs. Better to vape ground flower." Can you vape ground flower? Or use a tincture? And Grinspoon threw even more cold water on the excitement. These compounds would need to be tested in animals, then in humans, and actually demonstrated to be effective against COVID. This is a long, long way off, assuming they work at all, which is by no means guaranteed. I don't think many molecules at that level actually pan out into functional medicines. So if you've been just waiting for some encouragement by the medical community to deal with COVID-19 with marijuana, the indication is stick to ivermectin.
Stay tuned for more Michael Medved public service announcements.
And by the way, you have to say it because somebody might just be tuning in. When I was talking about recommending ivermectin, it's a joke. Yeah, you got it. Now somebody's going to call in and try to make the case for ivermectin.
Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Okay, this is not a joke. This is a horrifying story. Headline: government losses on student debt climb above $100 billion. I mean, that's exactly like the Austin Powers kind of version. $100 billion.
$100 billion.
Okay, that's money that you and I have lost as taxpayers to deadbeats who are not paying off their student loans. The pause in student debt repayment has cost the federal government more than $100 billion since the start of the pandemic and could cost $4 billion to $5 billion per month until the moratorium is lifted at the beginning of May, according to government estimates. With costs mounting, congressional Republicans, led by Virginia Fox and Senator Richard Burr, both of North Carolina, asked the Education Department yesterday to release documents related to how the government calculates the projected losses from students defaulting on their loans. Now, more than 10% of recent student loan holders have defaulted. It's a lot of people and it's a lot of money. Among the documents requested is an internal report commissioned by the former Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, under the Trump administration, that showed a far more dire picture of taxpayers' exposure to student loan defaults than one presented by the government. For months, we've been asking the Department of Education to provide us with reports assessing the true cost of federal student loan portfolio, but we've been stonewalled by Secretary Cardona and those under him, Congresswoman Fox, Republicans, stated. When cash flows from student loan programs don't match expenditures set in annual budgets, other government accounts fund the difference outside of the congressional appropriations process. The amount set aside for that purpose in the direct loan program, which accounts for the vast majority of government-held student debt, has risen rapidly in recent years, especially during the pandemic. Listen to this. In fiscal year 2019, the Federal Student Aid Office, the Department of Education, projected the need for a $124 billion infusion. In fiscal year 2021, that number had risen to $2,073.8 billion. Roughly two-thirds of that increase can be attributed to the current moratorium, where they simply are saying, people, you don't have to pay. About 43 million people owe, are you ready, $1.6 trillion. That's as much as the cost of the budget-busting Biden Build Back Better bill. That's the student debt. About 5.2 million borrowers are already in default, meaning they've gone a year without making a payment on about $114 billion in student debt. And we're just supposed to laugh our way to where on this issue. We'll be right back with more failures worth covering. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions are bracing for a major winter storm heading into the weekend. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. Atlanta hasn't had measurable snow in nearly 4 years, but that could end Friday or Saturday. The storm is also expected to dump a foot of snow in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and possibly Arkansas. The White House wants states to begin fixing bridges that need repair. Nearly 30 billion $1 billion is being allocated from the sweeping infrastructure bill that President Biden signed 2 months ago. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg releasing a statement saying modernizing bridges will improve safety and support economic growth. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, we have been talking basically all day and talking a little bit yesterday as well about this disastrous week for Joe Biden, one thing after another. Now there are reports, and they are all over the international media, that there are Russian operatives who are in place in Ukraine in order to establish some pretext to create some conflict that would give President Putin justification to order the troops that he has massed on the borders of Ukraine to actually invade that country. And then with Joe Biden, I mean, honestly, in such a weak position politically, diplomatically, in every way. How does the United States respond? What do we do? It's an extraordinarily serious matter, and President Biden has no one to blame but himself for putting us in such a weakened position, and largely through his handling of Afghanistan and through his divisive leadership and rhetoric here in the United States. If people actually believe the Georgia state legislature is a greater threat to the United States than Russia, well, maybe you can explain why. 1-800-955-1776. There's a terrific column coming out tomorrow, and I hope that everybody will take a little bit of a break on this King holiday weekend to read a very appropriate, very timely column by the great Peggy Noonan. It will appear tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. And what she writes is, she says, the president's Tuesday speech in Atlanta on voting rights was a disaster for him. By the end of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's answering speech on Wednesday, you knew some new breakpoint had occurred, that President Biden might have thought he was just crooning to part of his base, but the repercussions were greater than that. he was breaking in some new way with others and didn't know it. Biden's speech was aggressive, intemperate, not only offensive, but it was meant to offend. It seemed prepared by people who think there is only the Democratic Party in America. That's it. Everyone else is an outsider who can be disparaged. It was a mistake on so many levels. If a president is rhetorically manipulative and divisive on a voting rights bill, it undercuts what he's trying to establish the next day on COVID and the economy. Yes, and also about responding to Russia. The over-the-top language of the speech made him seem more emotional, less competent. The portentousness included these words. And this Biden actually said this. I heard it. It's hard to believe. He said, "In our lives and the life of our nation, there are moments so stark that they divide all that came before them from everything that followed. They stop time." Okay, time has been stopped here. So what happens now that it's very clear that Biden has lost? He's not going to get these voting bills through. He's not going to take out the filibuster. He's not going to achieve these things. Does that stop time? Does that signal the end of the republic? By the end, Peggy Noonan writes, he looked like a man operating apart from the American conversation, not a man at its center. This can be fatal to a presidency. He was hardly done speaking when a new Quinnipiac poll showed the usual low Biden numbers, but most pertinently that 49% of respondents say he is doing more to divide the country, and only 42% see him as unifying it. Senators will now declare where they stand, not just the moment, but for the ages, Joe Biden said. So when Kyrsten Sinema made her declaration, it was for the ages, Joe Biden says. Does this make it more likely that he can change her mind? Most wince-inducing of all these now infamous lines, will you stand against election subversion? Yes or no? Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? Peggy Noonan writes, if a speech can be full of itself or full of something else, this speech was. From the floor of the Senate the next day came Mr. McConnell's rebuke. It was stinging. It was indignant to the point of seething. He didn't attempt to scale any rhetorical heights. The plainness of the language was ferocious. And good for her for giving us more of what Mitch McConnell said than generally have given. Mr. Biden's speech, said Mitch McConnell, was profoundly unpresidential, deliberately divisive, and designed to pull our country further apart. I have known, liked, and personally respected Joe Biden for many years, said Mitch McConnell. I did not recognize the man at the podium yesterday. Mr. Biden had entered office calling for Americans to stop the shouting and lower the temperature. Quote, yesterday he called millions of Americans his domestic enemies. That a week after he gave a January 6th lecture about not stoking political violence. 12 months ago, said McConnell, this president said that the disagreement must not lead to disunion. But yesterday he invoked the bloody disunion of the Civil War to demonize Americans who disagree with him. He compared a bipartisan majority of senators to literal traitors. 12 months ago, the president said that politics need not be a raging fire destroying everything in its path. Those were his words. Yesterday, he poured a giant can of gasoline on that fire. In less than a year, restoring the soul of America has become, agree with me, or you're a bigot. Mitch McConnell said this inflammatory rhetoric was not an attempt to persuade skeptical Democratic or Republican senators. In fact, you could not invent a better advertisement for the legislative filibuster than a president abandoning rational persuasion for pure demagoguery. American voters, said McConnell, did not give President Biden a mandate for very much. They didn't give him big majorities in Congress. But they did arguably give him a mandate to bridge a divided country. It is the job citizens actually hired him to do. He has failed to do it. This is what Biden is facing. He's facing an increasing environment where people in his own party are talking actively about who has to replace him on the national ticket when there is a presumed election coming up against Donald Trump 3 years from now. A president shouting that 52 senators and millions of Americans are racist unless he gets whatever he wants is proving exactly why the framers built the Senate to check his power. That sounded very much like a vow, writes Peggy Noonan. It won't be good for Joe Biden. When national Democrats talk to the country, they always seem to be talking to themselves. They're on the left, as is their constituency, which wins the popular vote in some presidential elections. The mainstream media through which they send their messages is of the left. The academics, the historians, the professionals they consult are on the left. They get in the habit of talking to themselves in their language in a single looped conversation. They have no idea how they sound to the non-left. So they have no idea when they are damaging themselves. But this week in Georgia, Joe Biden damaged himself and strengthened and may even have taken a step in unifying the non-Democrats who were among their countrymen, or in fact, the majority of them. If you disagree with any of that, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. We'll be back with more.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a Jewish observance that occurs once a year. It is not a holiday where you have to abstain from work of any kind or that changes your behavior. It's supposed to be a commemoration holiday. It's Tu B'Shvat, that's the name of the date, which stands for, well, basically, it's the new year of the trees. And why are you celebrating it? Are we celebrating it right now in the midst of winter time when many trees are bare and barren and seem to be struggling and not even alive? It's one of the miracles of nature that they come alive. The whole idea of Tu B'Shvat is supposed to teach us some lessons about perspective. It comes along this particular Jewish holiday with the idea of that's when the sap starts flowing again in some of the deciduous trees that are very much part of Israeli life. And in fact, we have in our newsletter that is going out today a terrific piece about Tu B'Shvat and a way to look at what you do with your monetary resources, investing. And it's written by my brother, Jonathan Medved, from Jerusalem. And it's available to you completely free. Go to our website and get our weekly newsletter. You can also find up at our website this column and commentary about the Jewish New Year of the Trees and venture investing around the world by my brother, who is the proprietor and the founder of this remarkably successful investment, crowdsourcing investment company called Our Crowd. And to sign up for further bulletins and more material from Our Crowd, and I know you'll enjoy reading my brother Jonathan's guest commentary, it's at michaelmedved.com. And that's also contained in our weekly newsletter. Trees struggling to get the sap going again at this time of year in mid-January. They're having a better time than the White House press secretary or than President Biden. One point that that Peggy Noonan concludes her excellent column with is the idea that Biden may not have done anything to unite the country, but he's done quite a bit to unite Republicans. One of the principles, it's the Medved's Laws of Politics, number 14, Clause 5A, I just made that up, but it's something that I do talk about because it's important to understand. The way you win in politics is by uniting your side and dividing the opposition. And this is exactly what Biden has done with a number of his steps this week, is to divide his side and unite the opposition. Listen to what one of the voices that's supposed to be on President Biden's side had to say. This is a Bernie's 2020 campaign co-chair, a defeated candidate for Congress recently. Her name is Nina Turner. She's a former state senator out in Ohio. And here is what she said on CNN about, well, some of her own Democratic colleagues, people like Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Listen, clip three.
These people are cowards. They are soulless cowards to hold up a daggone rule. Filibuster is a rule. It's not written in the Constitution. It's not a right. It is a rule. And they're standing in the way of it. So this is nonsense. They worried about what the Republicans going to do. Let's take care of 2022. Let's do what Democrats can do right now. They have the power. And my message to President Biden, now he done wasted a whole bunch of time with these folks, being diplomatic, inviting them out to the White House and to time out for it. He needs to hold a press conference. Let them know. Either you're going to be by my side saying you're going to be with me and getting rid of the filibuster, or I'm gassing up the jet on your behind, and I will be in Arizona and West Virginia directly and let the American people know who's standing in the way of my entire agenda, not just voting rights. So President Biden, gas up the jet and cancel student debt.
Okay, really? This is seems to be gas up the jets and cancel student debts, and when those student debts are now coming into a cost over $100 billion a year, and it's untold billions. We're talking about $1.6 trillion, as much as the whole Build Back Better Act. That's what people owe in student debt, and she wants to cancel it. So a reporter actually gave a very direct confrontation to Jen Psaki today in the White House press briefing. Listen, it's clip five.
I mean, frankly, things just seem like they're going pretty poorly right now for the White House. You know, the Build Back Better is being blocked, voting rights is being blocked, diplomatic talks with Russia doesn't seem to have brought us back from the brink of war, inflation's at a 40-year high, the virus is setting records for infection. So as we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape, or nearly everything, which is not an invitation, I guess, to list off some other things. I'm wondering at what point do you take stock and say that things need to change internally, whether it's your outreach for the Hill, whether it's the leadership within the White House. You seem to be stymied on an incredible number of fronts right now.
Okay, great question. Listen to the way she struggles to answer it. A.
Well, let me give you a little bit of a different take on this. More than 200 million people are vaccinated. We've had vaccinated, record job growth, record low unemployment rates historically in this country over the last year. We've rebuilt our alliances and our relationships around the world. And right now, as it relates to Russia, as you heard our national security advisor convey, we're working with partners around the world to convey very clearly. It's up to them to make a choice about what's next. We're not going to make that on their behalf. It's up to them to determine if there are going to be crippling economic sanctions or not, or if they decide to move forward. But we also recognize when you have a small margin and threshold in the Senate, it's very difficult to get things done and to get legislation passed.
Okay, so maybe they should have targeted stuff they actually could do and do on a bipartisan basis. The reporter follows up. Listen, this is clip C.
So the sense is things are going well. There's no need for change right now.
I think that having worked in a White House before, you do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge at your feet, laid at your feet, whether it's global or domestically. And we could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people. So the president's view is we're going to keep pushing for hard things, and we're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done.
We're going to keep pushing the boulders up the hill to get it done. Well, that's a reference to the myth of Sisyphus, and he's cursed to have every one of those boulders he pushes up the hill roll down again. So that's not so tremendously encouraging. Look, it is a moment. It is not a moment we'll all remember and time stopped and everything that President Biden was saying. And by the way, he's acknowledged that now because he's indicated they're getting ready to move on beyond the effort to take out the filibuster. That is not going to happen. But I think what is very, very clear and increasingly clear is the Democratic Party is not eager to run for re-election. They're not even eager to defend their position in Congress and in the House and in the Senate under Joe Biden. I think there are very few Democrats who are pining for a Joe Biden re-election race. And that's why you're already beginning to hear people talk about other candidates. We're going to be speaking about that with Doug Schoen. Doug is a veteran political operative. He is moderate to conservative. He's been a contributor to Fox News. You've seen him there many times. He is now suggesting that the only way Democrats can possibly maintain control of the White House is if they go back to an old-fashioned solution. That solution, HRC, Hillary Rodham Clinton. There are all kinds of other names that are being thrown into the pot. What does Doug Schoen make of them? Or is he committed to supporting another round of Hillary mania? We will get to that with Doug Schoen and much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.